was in a trailer park, in a trailer, and I was, like, chained to a stove, and there was a man there pan-frying a steak.
That was pork chops.
Pork chops. And I was, like, just chilling as he's doing it. But then he took a bottle of, like, ranch and squirted it on my pork chop, and I was like, no! No!
Confrontational podcast. Viewer discretion
is advised. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Non-Confrontational Podcast. It's episode 22.
Oh my god, how great is that?
Because, yeah. Well, it's because last week's was 21 and I've been remembering the joke.
Yes.
The bad.
Yes.
21 jokes.
We are all officially 22 now.
Yeah, no, Julian is not 22.
I know. You're 20?
Yeah.
19, right?
Yeah, 17.
If like the only reason like we're all like hyped off that is because I feel like cocky talking about it. Should I be cocky? Yesterday was my birthday.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
22. Did you forgot the words?
No, I was thinking of the one that goes, bitch, I hope the fuck you do that. So I got like mixed up.
Yeah. So there's actually no way you forgot. Everybody put that as their Instagram caption. Yeah. And I'm proud of you, Greg, eh? You didn't put that as your Instagram. You posted a picture yesterday for the first time in long time?
Forever.
And I was wasn't
thinking about it.
Yeah, I knew you were.
I wasn't thinking of putting, I'm feeling 22. Yeah. I was going to put just an asterisk.
Yeah.
Insert Taylor Swift song title, asterisk.
That would have been good.
I was going to put that.
That's pretty good.
It would have been so much better than doing feeling 22. Oh.
Who, wait, you trying to roast Sydney here? Because we called out Sydney for doing it.
I got to clear the air because she got mad at me. She's not a Swiftie for the record. I don't know why I thought she was, but.
Yeah, I remember she said that to all of us.
No, but I mean is a lot of people have put that caption.
Yeah.
Like I think I've seen it on like at least 5.
But that's what I got to be hundreds of millions.
Yeah, but
of
at least people
like
we
that.
Know. So
yeah, no, I know. But that's what I said. I said for all of us being like 22 this year, turning 22. I'm like everyone, and then I said I'm like even Sydney did it. I'm like I said on that podcast. I'm like I don't post pictures on Instagram. I said, but if I did, I probably would put that as a caption, right? And then after I was like, well, I can't because everyone does it. And so I was like, what if I put insert Taylor Swift song title like with two asterisks around it? But then I still thought it was a little cringy, so I didn't go for it.
No, it's okay.
I don't like post often either.
Me neither.
My last post was kind of funny. It was for, you remember, like, it was Blackout Tuesday?
Yeah.
Greg goes to me, dude, why did you take a picture of your thumb for it? And I'm like,
that was so funny.
Like, what, a year later?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I didn't. He goes, raise your brightness. I raised it. You could just clearly see it.
That's so fucking funny.
And I'm like, I can't delete it
most
now.
Most people get got the black
background.
You just took a picture of your thumb. And
that's what I thought people were doing.
You're like, fuck, they got really
you could see the light bleeding.
Dark thumbs.
That was funny.
Yo, what's it called? Yeah, you guys don't post often, but it's the fact that you like have posted.
Yes.
It's just that, like my bio used to be it was like it took me 6 years of having this account before I posted a photo. I'll take that as an accomplishment or something. And then I was I also put that when I was like fucking 19. I'm like, I'll take that off now.
It's been 9 years.
The first time I posted was in 2018.
Yeah, that's fucking so, like, bananas.
We need to take some nice pictures together because
we have zero.
If anyone's noticed, all the podcast pictures we use are the same, I think four.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
We have the ones in Marissa's house when we went over and we were like dressed up nice.
Yeah.
We have the one in Wasaga.
We have one mirror picture from my bathroom. Yeah.
Okay, it's three.
Because there's actually not another
one. And we intended that night. Well, like, there's two pictures from Marissa's house. There's one with the boss all standing up, and then there's one of us.
Well, like, but yeah, people didn't need to know that. No. They're different nights.
We're wearing the same clothes. It's funny because those two times, like Marissa's house and then in the bathroom picture, were two times that we intentionally got together to take photos.
Yeah.
And we took so many photos and just...
There was only one winner.
Like, decent one. Yeah. The ones that we took in your bathroom... The ones you were saying, they were pretty much all bad, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ones that those pictures we took in the mirror were like, I don't want to say, but they weren't intended to be the winners. We didn't pick.
No.
Those weren't like.
Yeah, those no, were we like, just screw it.
We, yeah. And we actually never posted that picture or anything like that. I think finally got to the point where we ran out of pictures, so Pepsi just put it in something because he's like, I need something different. Yeah,
that's exactly what happened.
It's okay. We're going to have a huge photo shoot.
Yeah, we'll do it.
We'll look good.
Yeah. I kind of was learning like what poses look nice because when I took some photos.
I'm just going to continuously hit this.
No, we can't do this. Sheesh. The ice in my veins. You can't do that over. And over again.
What was the other one? I said hitting a three looking away.
Yeah,
those are good. Just outlandish poses. Yeah,
those are the three I'm
Captain
go
Morgan.
For. Yeah.
Put the Captain Morgan.
Oh, yeah. That's good. The three of us. That's a good Manscaped one.
That is a good one.
Manscaped would like that. The three of us, we could dangle our lawnmowers.
Oh, nice. I like that.
That's funny.
Yeah, I like that.
Mute that so no one steals it. Yeah. I'm just kidding. No one's going to take it.
No, we should just write it down and remember because we need to make two TikToks for...
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. I think we should make a funny thing with that.
That is a good one. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Fuck, I was going to say something. I forgot. I hate when that happens. Why does the brain work like that? Like I remember in elementary school, kids would do it. They put their hands up and they'd be like, I forgot. And I wouldn't judge them. And be like,
gotcha. What do you think deja vu is? What's your opinions on that?
I think they like actually like kind of like discovered what it is.
I know that it freaks me out. I could say that.
What did you? I like what from what I read. I don't know if it's true or not. What did you read?
I don't know. I think I just read that it's just like a lapse in the brain or something like that. Isn't it like a mini stroke?
A mini seizure. Yeah.
Seizure. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah. Like it freezes and then like everything's perceived like just a smidgen later, and you're like, I've been here before. Yeah.
I remember the first time I feel like I had like deja vu. It was like my nana was like cleaning something like upstairs, and she like lifted like a candle, like wiped underneath it, put it down, looked at her, and then I like looked down, and I looked back up, and I see her like come back, lift something. Who knows? Maybe it was she actually was doing it
twice. Yeah, I had deja vu today.
Did you? Mm-hmm. What was it?
It's just like this, like it was weird because like you know when like you know what's gonna happen, but you can't like. It's like you're almost too late to know what's happening. It was just like this girl walking her dog across. And it's like I knew the dog was going to stop to come like sniff me or whatever. So like I started to walk towards it. And I was like, this has happened before. Mm-hmm. Right. But I've never seen that dog.
No, I like there's been times where I've had like deja vu and I'm like, this has happened before. And like something else will happen. I'm like, yes, I know this happened before. Yeah. I'm expecting it to happen.
Yeah,
like,
but you can't react quick enough.
Yeah, like things keep happening. I'm like, this is all happened before.
You actually start having a seizure.
Yeah. You're like, holy shit.
I keep saying to myself, this has all happened before, but it just keeps happening. I'm like, no, I know it's going to happen, but it does.
What if it's your time stream crossing with your parallel used time stream? And you guys just happen to be doing the same thing
Why
at the same time.
Why am I still rolling insulation?
Have you ever had a dream that was so vivid that when you woke up, like you didn't know it was a dream at first?
I was mad at Jordan one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one day I woke up and like I walked downstairs and I had this dream that my dad said he needed help with the computer. So the first thing I did is I woke up, I went downstairs, my dad was on his laptop, and I said to him, I said, Dad, what did you need help with on your computer? He goes, what are you talking about? I'm like, you asked me for help with your computer.
Yeah, that's
what
scary,
did you ask me for help with? And then all of a sudden, I started like vaguely started like coming into consciousness. I'm like, wait a minute. I just woke up. He never asked me for help with the computer. So, I'm like, so what weird, is happening to me?
Have you ever had a dream where you could feel what's happening?
Like a lucid dream and shit like that.
Like whether it be like a fall, not a falling dream, but like getting cut, or even if it's like a sexual dream.
Yeah, I've pissed in a fucking urinal and then woke up and my bed was pissed. When I was like a kid, obviously.
Oh, that actually happened?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
like yeah, when I was like 19. No, I'm just kidding. Because I'm considering a kid, not 20. But I'm just joking. No, but yeah, when I was younger, for sure. I actually have a vivid memory of like I don't know. I was probably like 10. And like I was peeing at a urinal, and then I woke up and I pissed my bed.
In high school, like you know when you go through like your second round of puberty,
okay,
like you're 12 and then you get 16 and you kind of go like through that little other growth spurt. I was having like vivid like what
growth spurt?
Huh?
Julian's never been. Julian's never been through a growth spurt.
That's why you're making the uncomfy face. No, you went through a growth spurt.
Yeah, like you weren't always 5'3". At one point, you were like 3'2". Yeah,
that's funny.
You were pretty like average in elementary school.
No. Don't we have pictures? You know how they did.
He was known as Mini Man.
Yeah, no, I remember there was. You know how in elementary school pictures there was like the rows and like the short kids are in the front, the medium kids are in the middle.
You were always in the front.
Kids are in the back. One time, I got to stand on a bench, which means I was the middle kid.
Nice.
And it was like, you know. They should throw me a bone, to be honest with you.
It must have been the puffers.
No, I just think I'm short. Like, was I don't have a tall, tall family.
Was it that you were the middle kid, or is it just there wasn't a lot of room in the front row?
Actually, yeah. I think it was because I was on crutches.
Yeah, when Julian was on his crutches, his feet would do this. They weren't actually, actually on the ground. Oh, man.
You were saying something, though?
I did have crutches, too.
What were you saying?
Oh, I was saying I would have, like sex dreams, but like the ones where you could legitimately feel them. What's bad about that?
Nothing. Just if anyone were to fucking bring up the fact that they had a dream about having sex and it actually felt like real sex, that's you.
It's weird. It was weird. And then I saw online the other day.
Yeah.
I have a question. This leads into paranormal stuff. Apparently it's a succubus. Yeah. I don't believe that in ghosts or paranormal, to be honest with you, but it is kind of interesting. Like,
what's a succubus?
It's like a demon that like coerces you into having sex with you, and that steals like life force.
You want something even better than that?
What?
I got something in the Bible. So there, before there was Adam, I swear to God. Okay,
I'm listening.
Swear to God, because I don't exactly know all the
in
details.
The Bible. I swear to God. What you just said. Yeah, I can take that clip.
No, it's okay. Regardless, I'm pretty sure there's a story where there was like Adam and Eve, but then there was a girl before Eve. And then she gets like kicked out, and then
Lilith.
Lilith, it was Lilith, and Lilith fucks you now in your sleep.
Yeah,
and she takes retribution by fucking
she's
you.
She's Satan's right hand woman,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
So I'll Thank tell you. See? Yeah.
So I learned that from Lucifer.
Oh,
it's a good show.
TV show. Yeah, it's a good show. You're hearing.
Oh, I thought I was in your head.
Yeah. We got Julian, the religion major. Pepsi that watches TV shows.
Yeah. 90% of mine,
buddy. We figured that out together.
No, I read once that it's like it's just your mind kind of like thinking of like a better part of your life. Like if you ever dreamed about someone, it's like your mind like piecing together what you hope would kind of happen for something or something like that. But then after, it's just like you're just creating like this false sort of like.
I got one. That does make sense. I used to play a lot of Ultimate Team, like those video games where you gamble as like a little kid and you buy the packs to get better players so your team's better. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I would dream at least like twice a month that I pulled like the best player. Like the new card that came out that was like fucking impossible to get. That's a good dream. I used to... No, it's not, because when I wake up and I don't have the card, it was like miserable. So that's what... I did dream about the better part of like the same situation happening.
On the path of like dreams, have you ever had like a recurring dream? Like something that happens over... Yeah. Like
repeatedly, the tornadoes. For some reason, it's always low hanging tornadoes. Like if you stand up, you could see above the clouds.
I would I don't know why. I would always have one where I was like in a grocery store, and then after I'd come outside, and there would be like a dude there standing in front of my car, like trying to like grab me, and then after I would start running away. But then you get that thing where you're in a dream and like you can't run. You're like running in slow motion, and then I'd wake up after it. Always, that's how it always end. And I used to have that dream always. Mm.
I have like a recurring dream, but it'll happen once or twice, and then it just never happens again. And they're always like bizarre and weird. But like a recurring dream that always rattled me and pissed me off to this day was definitely when I was in the World Series and I was on third base and I couldn't run home. And I had that dream at least. That was the only recurring dream
What about the other one with the vacuum?
The vacuum.
You told me you used to have that dream.
Yeah,
a couple times
getting sucked up by a vacuum. Yeah. The best dream I ever had was after a teacher like said that she could like interpret dreams.
Oh.
And I think my body said, fucking
good luck.
Try this one out. I was
I was in a trailer park
in a trailer, and I was like chained to a stove, and there was a man there pan frying a steak.
That was pork chops.
Pork chops. And I was like just chilling as he's doing it. But then he took a bottle of, like, ranch and squirted it on my pork chop. And I was like, no, not my pork chop. And he kept doing it as, like, torture.
Good thing it wasn't mayo.
Yeah, I would fucking be ballistic.
No, I thought of...
dream, getting sucked up with a vacuum.
Yeah, the guy comes to your house. Yeah. He comes to his house to clean it, and he sucks you all up.
Yeah.
I thought of a dream Pepsi had in eighth grade, but now that I think about it, it's something we actually probably can't share.
Yeah, I know. It's not
the way. That fucking one. That was funny as shit.
I could give one tidbit. Greg gets pregnant.
Yeah. That was
the fifth grade and not the eighth grade.
I remember it being eighth, but I don't know.
Fifth grade.
No, eighth grade. We're on a boat.
I don't really remember what grade it was. All I remember is we were really young and I got pregnant in this fucking dream. And he decided to come tell the whole class about it. It was fucking funny.
I'm pretty sure it was the fifth grade.
It doesn't.
No, really it was eighth, 100%.
Because I was in the class and I wasn't in your eighth grade class.
Doesn't no, it doesn't matter. But
we just still kind of like hung out. Might be right.
Yeah, we did. Okay, fair enough.
Have you ever played a video game before bed and like you dream about it?
Oh,
Rocket League was the worst. I would wake up in the middle of the night, like pretend, thinking I was the car.
Really, I'd wake up and be throwing haymakers at the guy that kept saying what to say, what to say.
That's the shit I would do.
I keep seeing it though. Like I close my eyes and all I could see is this the game playing.
But for me is when I get too competitive in a game. So any battle royale we've ever played and then Rocket League, like I have like woken up in the middle of the night angry at like if I fucking didn't clutch up a situation, I wake up fucking angry. I know it sounds nerdy, I'm sorry, but no, yeah, I would fucking wake up and be like, I can't believe I fucking lost that, man.
I've dreamt that I was in the video game. Like I was like, I dreamed that I was in Halo a lot. Mm, like I was playing like cool, I was playing like PvP, but I was the character, like I was the PvP. Like
never had a dream like that.
And I was, and everybody kind of looked like a Halo character, but I knew who they were. I remember sniping folks out of trees and shit.
Nice.
Like I
was sick, bro. I was way better in my dreams.
Yeah, for sure. But like, cause like I don't know if you guys have noticed, I try to take the game a little less seriously than I used to, knowing I'm not fucking gonna Jason become a pro in it or something like that.
Controller.
Yeah, because it's just like, because it used to bother me so much, and then after I started realizing, I'm like, why the fuck am I up at 2:30 in the morning angry that I didn't clutch out a 1v3 in a bullshit ranked game that's not gonna matter in 2 weeks from now or a week from now?
It does matter because our rank goes down because you didn't clutch out. Actually,
not true. Okay.
No one cares about our rank.
Well, me and Pepsi are going to pursue... I don't know if you've watched the Toronto Blue Jays recently, but I actually have, and their fucking relief pitching stinks balls because they're all injured, because baseball apparently gets injured like crazy.
I've been warming up the sticky.
Me and the kid over here got the spider grip.
Yep.
We're going to roll.
Now that there's, with less... Like, now that they're less cracking cheating down on the cheating, you know what you guys do? You take this time to innovate. Find better ways to cheat.
Oh,
get yourself into the league.
We could like spray something.
There's no eyes on you.
We weird pitchers. We lick our hands.
I got
first.
Bad allergies. Yeah. And you just scratch the roof of your mouth. And
you got like Pine Sol on your finger.
Ew, that's fucking gross.
But we're unreal after.
Pine Sol.
They're like, how's the ball have so much spin and it bends upwards? We're like,
no, you need to do something even like, you need to like genetically modify your fingers to just be sticky.
Yeah, like Pepsi's, you're already kind of acidic. By the fifth inning, you'd be burning holes into the ball, and you'd get an insane curve.
Insane, because I'd have like indents. Yeah, but we'd have to use the same ball.
Yeah,
no, they wouldn't allow you. You'd probably ruin the ball after three pitches.
Would,
you guys have to see Pepsi like his controllers. It looks like he fucking chews on them because his fingers.
I don't know what it is. His hands are dangerous.
They are dangerous hands.
I feel like if I could like hone my skill, I could disintegrate things, like, if I just held it long enough, but I think I'd have to hold for too long.
You probably would. It'd be good torture.
Yeah.
Good torture method.
Like water torture?
Yeah.
What'd they call it?
I
have no idea.
I don't know.
You can.
I just zoned out of the conversation because, again, I forgot something I wanted to say, and I was just like, what was I trying to think of? So I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about right now. Also noticed your shirt. Cool shirt.
Thanks, dude. It's a Jujutsu Kaisen shirt.
And what are you wearing, Pepsi? You got a ramen bowl there.
Yeah, we both went with the Japanese flavor today.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Flavor of the day.
We should go to Japan.
I've been saying it.
No, my problem is if I go there, I'm afraid I won't want to come back home.
We should go.
I've been saying, me and Juliana have been saying, if we can't get jobs teaching in Canada,
go to Japan.
Japan. English teaching.
Yeah. Me and Julian.
You can do it on contract.
Yeah.
Me and Julian, as of tomorrow, are officially fully double vaxxed.
Yeah.
So we can go to Japan.
We could. Fuck.
The border apparently doesn't open for essential travel till like the 21st of July.
Yeah.
It's like
I don't know when. I got to go get my second shot. I could get it now. I can't yet. I got to wait to book it.
I don't have a passport though. Completely forgot that last year my passport expired. So no, I actually can't. You know what's really common for Americans not to have a passport?
Common?
Yeah, like a lot of Americans, like
mine expired once, but
like I find for like often. I know, but I still find for like our circle and like people I know and everything that it's just like it's a standard thing to have a passport and always renew it like before it expires, right? Because like they
travel to driver's license.
Well, because if you think about it, the reason like Canadians travel a lot is to go to the United States.
Fair enough.
Most Americans don't fucking care to come to Canada. I'm not saying like, you know what, like if they want to go somewhere hot, like, or somewhere nice, or they want to go like on a vacation or anything like that, they could just travel amongst the United States, right? So they don't need a passport to travel within the United States.
True.
Obviously. And so because of that, a lot of Americans don't have a passport from what I understand.
You need one to go on a plane, right?
No. Yeah.
No. Outside the country.
Outside the country. Yeah, but like
there's no other way.
No. You need a passport as soon as you leave the border.
Yeah. If you wanna go outside the country, you need a passport. But if I want to go to Alberta right now, no, I could hop on a plane and go to Alberta.
You know what happened to me once?
Go ahead.
When I went to California with Juliana,
yeah.
I was like, yeah, my passport. She was like, is your passport like good? I'm like, yeah, it's good. And then like 3 weeks before we leave, my Zia goes, oh, your passport has, and because it was going to expire like in like 6 months. She's like, oh, did you know your passport has to be like up? 6 months is apparently like,
you can drive with it. Yeah. Or they can refuse to like have you unless you have proof.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I didn't know that. I don't travel often. So like, that's not something I ever had ran into. But my Zia did. So she told me. So then I had to fucking, it was a disaster, dude. I was trying to expedite the passport.
I know. Yeah. I know because it happened. I was supposed to go to Mexico in like April or something like that, or like May. Mm. But then my passport was expiring June 2020.
Yeah.
Right. So I was going to have to go through that whole process. But then like the world shut down.
Yeah.
So like then I never did it. Then after you couldn't travel, completely forgot. Like everything shut down. I couldn't renew it because things were closed. So I just kind of also forgot.
Yeah.
And then now I'm like, I'm vaxxed. If I can travel, I'm like, maybe I'll go on vacation somewhere. Yeah. You know, because, like, you know, like, I'll go somewhere that doesn't have COVID.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, low COVID numbers.
Yeah. And then.
And then after, I'm like, my family's like, Greg, we forgot you don't have your passport. I was like, fuck.
He booked a vacation. You get there.
I was the first one double vaxxed out of my family.
Yeah, me too. Oh, no, I wasn't. My nunna beat me there.
Yeah.
Doesn't I know, count. You guys got, she's older. You got a little slip in. I want to try and get a slip in. I got to try and find
it's one. Tough now.
It is.
Makes me think back to elementary school. Pepsi used to like be sick a lot and like always not show up at school. And then high school flipped the switch. Pepsi was there every day. And I was the one that was
there every day, not in class though.
Yeah, yeah. You were roaming the halls.
I was the hall roamer.
You skipped so many classes.
Yeah.
You were like notorious. That was like when you were in that phase though. You went through a phase of like.
I was a bad boy.
You skipped, but like you weren't like sick.
No, I would just, I would go to, I was there already and I would just like.
Not go to the class.
Go and like stand in the hallway.
Yeah.
For what reason? Who knows?
You were an edgelord and like glue guns and shit.
Remember that gym class you went to for 2 weeks where you didn't show up for 2 weeks because you were planning on dropping it?
Wasn't that kinesiology?
Kinesiology, that's what it was.
Okay, but that's the fucking school's fault because I took tech design and they put me in kinesiology and they're like, sorry, we can't fit one more student.
I always hated that excuse. What do you mean? Like, fucking, fit one more. I'll sit on the floor, man.
There was always empty desks, too. It's something to do with like the teachers, but it's like, yeah.
Yeah, and then kids dropped it anyways and it's like, you couldn't have put me in. They're like, sorry, it's too late now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, thanks. I kind of needed tech design. Thanks for putting me in kinesiology.
I just wish you took tech design in grade 12 because I wouldn't have had to go to the gym at my lunch. I could have hung out with my friends.
I just took a spare instead, yeah.
That's I know. That's what I'm saying.
You could have hung out with people.
Yeah, instead I would have still went.
You were an animal. Come on.
I was not an animal.
Back then, you wouldn't have let yourself not go.
This is how I'd end up going to the gym.
We get into this conversation way too many times on this podcast.
Dude, I would be like, I just want to play Crazy Eights with friends and maybe go to McDonald's, and Pepsi's like, nope. He'd grab me by the collar of my shirt and drag me into the gym kicking and screaming.
The best is when it was snowing.
Oh my God.
They wouldn't let us bring our fucking coats in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
That was the stupidest rule ever.
So me and Julian would go coatless sometimes.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they make us bring
our... We'd have to hide it under the table.
We did that. Like contraband.
No, yeah. Like the time that we saw the vice principal and we're like, just, we fucking booked it into the cafeteria. And she was behind us and she was onto us the whole time.
Yeah.
What did they call her?
No,
Sniper.
The Duke. They just
called the Duke. The Duke. That's what it was.
Because that was her name.
Yeah, but somebody called her the Sniper though, because she was like a sniper. Yeah. She'd see trouble and she'd see.
We booked it in there. We took our coats off. We threw them all under the table running. She walks up to us and she goes, well, aren't you three losers?
Yeah. It was so bad.
Savage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's the loser now?
Well, not your balls, because let's take this opportunity to
thank our sponsor, Manscaped.
Wow, Almost there.
Come on, that was pretty good. That was
good. That was a great segue. Yeah, that was good.
Well, you know what? Yesterday was June 21st. That marks the first day of summer. And are you ready to unveil that dad bod, that beach bod, those muscles you've been working on? Look at these. Look at these guns. Look at
been
guns.
Working on that.
Pretty
those
fucking
bad boys.
Small, eh? Yours, pretty fucking small.
No.
No? You're still in, what's it called?
Still in cutting.
Yeah, he's still in cutting.
Me too.
He's down 10 pounds, though. Well... Our friends at Manscaped, they have the fourth generation of the performance package that now includes the Lawnmower 4.0 that we've been talking about. You guys been seeing? I used it. I finally trimmed down these legs.
Look at those.
If you guys can see them.
Look at those.
Don't look at the feet. The feet need to be redone again. My hair.
That is.
Hold it up.
But it's like.
Hold it up. Give it a rub.
It's not gross anymore.
No, it's not even.
I've done my whole body.
Nice, eh?
Yeah, those are good legs.
I won't take off my shirt, but like I even like I shaved my chest and everything. It was great. Yeah. And I was like. I like it a lot better like that. Trust me. Yeah.
Nice. I shaved my face with it right
makes me feel
I came.
Nice and confident.
Nice.
Thanks. Yeah, so you could compliment your summer bod with a trim from the leaders in male grooming. The sun is shining. Calling your name, fellas. Join the 2 million men worldwide who just trust Manscaped for their grooming needs. Now, the performance package, again, that includes the crop reviver, the ball toner, the weed whacker for your nose hairs, and the lawnmower 4.0.
Nice.
You could get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com using the code NONCON. That's 20% off and free shipping.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Manscaped, for the lawnmower 4.0.
Sweet.
And now back to your regular scheduled programming.
That one was pretty smooth.
That was nice.
That was
I got a funny story.
Yeah,
let's hit it.
You guys remember that time we went to sushi date and that guy's car stalled?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like, just to give preface, there's a restaurant, sushi date, and then there's the drive-through alleyway just across like this little patch of grass.
I just want to say, don't disrespect my boys at Sushi Hama.
Hama.
That's what I was thinking, too.
I'm like, listen. Yeah.
Thanks, man. The Sushi Hama's better.
Yeah. I like their chicken better.
Me too.
Yeah. Right? Sorry, so like, that's what I'm saying. Don't disrespect my...
And that's a Tim Hortons drive-through, right?
Yeah.
So like, we're like... It was me, you, Greg, and a couple of our other buddies.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we're walking.
Like six or seven of us.
Yeah. Big team.
Yeah, and we're walking in this guy's car. He has his doors open. His lights are flashing, right? Yeah. So obviously it stalled.
Well, no, he was in the drive-thru, and there was a big lineup, and everyone's like fucking honking and screaming, and he's not moving.
Yeah, and we thought he had a heart attack.
Yeah.
So we're like...
we jumped to the worst possible situation.
Yeah, we said, do you have a heart attack or stroke? We're like, is this guy okay? We saw all this commotion, so we just started walking over.
Like fucking superheroes.
Because like we're going to do anything, you know? Like, I'm like, he's having a heart attack.
Yeah, we're going
to resuscitate.
So what we have to realize, this guy, so we see him. I vividly remember that, like, he's got his door open now. He's trying to push the car. Doesn't speak a word of English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not one at all. And so I point and go, shit, we should help him. And then I was the only person to not go
so
help him.
So we all
him.
Go rush to the man's aid except Greg.
It's not that I didn't want to. There's just six of us. And once five people plus him were holding the car, I just had nowhere else to go. I was like, okay, I got some watches.
It was like a soccer van, like a soccer mom van, right? Like a Cherokee.
It was pretty big. Yeah, it was, yeah.
So we opened the doors, like the four doors. Mm-hmm. And each person was pushing on a door, and then I was pushing in behind, right? Like on the, and the door was closed.
Yeah. The trunk.
Yeah. So we're pushing it. And the guy's inside the car. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm telling, and this is the best part because he doesn't speak English. I'm saying, turn, like, because it was an empty parking spot. Yeah. Like,
so lost.
So lost.
The dude was stressed. He ran out of gas.
Yeah. He was rattled.
But we're all like, turn left to get into the parking spot. So he starts turning. All of a sudden, slams, like, hard. The car, like, shoots forward.
Yeah.
I hit the back door so fucking hard like this. I dented the whole thing.
Oh,
like, completely
so
caved
bad.
In. It was pretty bad.
Yeah. No, it was bad for a fucking job.
I remember I was watching, and you were, like, pushing. And then, he, like, slammed on the brakes. And, like, because it came back so hard, you went forward.
Yeah.
And your shoulder.
I'm lucky I didn't hit my face on the glass.
Yeah.
But your shoulder went, like, fucking just like this.
Mm.
right
into the freaking thing.
Yeah.
And then after, you didn't even notice. You just like backed up. And then like now we've cleared off the exit.
Yeah.
But we're still blocking like cars in parking spaces. So we need to get this car into a parking space because he's in front of five people and he just like starts walking away. And we're
his car, just leaving his car with us. Yeah. I'm like, what is wrong with this guy?
Yeah. And then like, Pepsi, you fucking dented the car. Should we leave?
And then he came back and he saw it, didn't he?
He never saw the dent. He just dent, he no. finally like w- like the ladies came out and they're like, we need to get the fucking car in the parking space. Oh
yeah,
space.
We got yeah. it in the yeah.
So then after he
then
finally
some other
came,
guy came too. Right?
Yeah, we were all like kind of like yeah. angling and pushing and
we got it into it after he left.
Yeah, yeah.
He was rattled.
He was so rattled, but like. It wasn't like
didn't say thank you.
Didn't say thank you. I remember being
didn't
mad
say
about
anything.
That.
I remember. Yeah, I remember. We're all there, and then he just looks at us and goes, and then walks away, and we're all just like,
"Dude, we just pushed your car out of a driveway."
Not driveway. He was also just a weirdo.
He was a weirdo.
That guy was like,
I think the guy was just, the guy. He didn't speak English, and I think he was just under the most stress in his life ever.
Dude, we totally
or he stole the car.
Yeah, we totally bailed him out though.
No, because I remember we hung around for a bit. I remember seeing him walk back with gas.
Yeah, he had a container of gas. That was funny. I wonder when he if he saw the dent, what he was thinking. His fault. He slammed that fucking brake so hard.
It was 100%.
No reason to hit the brakes like that. Yeah. Like, not like that. Like, are you kidding me? We were also going, like, how fast?
Pretty quick.
Yeah, not quick enough to fucking punch the brakes.
No, but, like, quick enough that when you slam it,
oh,
like,
yeah.
That momentum that we're...
He didn't need to fucking hit the brakes so hard. He could have just said... He could have just let it, like
lightly
told us
just
to stop pushing.
We weren't even near anything.
I know.
Yeah. No, and it was also it was where he stopped. It's like everyone assumed that we were still going to keep going to the empty parking space, but instead this guy thought that he would put on his parking brake and slam on the brakes in like while blocking four people who need to get out of a parking spot, right?
Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a pretty good one.
Everything, you know what? I love Sushihama. I love going with you guys. It's always a great time. I've missed it. It's something I feel like an experience I've been deprived in.
Me too.
But every time we go, some bad shit fucking happens.
Yeah.
I remember fucking pulling in one day and just this big collision in the middle of the street happens. I'm like, what the fuck?
You choked. Yeah, choked.
There was one time there was a construction there and like they fucking knocked over something pretty big. We fucking have this guy like. Just why is it every time we go to sushi, something fucking...
The choking one, like, that was probably the worst just because,
By far. Because, we almost lost you, man.
Yeah, just because, like, it would have been, like, a really bad way to go out. But, like, man.
Would have been a pretty legendary story, though.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, when I'm eating, if I'm eating fast, I suddenly, like, have some, like, oh, my God, Julian choked once.
I think that, too.
I start, like, chewing slower, and then just...
Good.
And then thoughts in my head come out. I'm like, what if I was home alone, and I start choking, and then...
You're supposed to go in the middle of the street. It seems like a, like...
You're supposed to push your stomach on a chair.
Get, like, a corner or something and do that. It's just... My thing is, like, I know I'm not going to be able to successfully
Somehow puncture my chest.
That's what I'm afraid of, just end up dead on the chair.
Because
they tell you to go right in between here. This feels like the most tender spot of my body,
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, I'm going to push through here, and then I'm going to be impaled.
Well, when I was doing it to you, you were forcing me off you.
Because it hurt. You were basically suplexing me. It was like you were getting ready for a big WWE suplex. You were like firing up the crowd before I went over your back.
Yeah, and then I kept doing it, and then I guess eventually it finally went down.
Yeah, and I was
or
like,
up or whatever.
Came up and went down.
Yeah,
I said that story, I think.
Yeah, we have.
Everyone, yeah, if you haven't seen that, I don't know what episode it is, but go find it.
Pretty funny. The title is Save Julian's Life.
Yeah, Save Julian's Life. We told it twice, though, I think.
Yeah, it's just because it's pretty funny. It's easy to talk about. We kept eating, too. That's my favorite part.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Cancel the ambulance. Yeah. First thing you say after. Literally the first words he speaks after choking. He's like, cancel the ambulance. And I was like, what? And he's like, no, I'm good. I'm good. And then everyone started clapping. And I was like, this is so awkward.
And then I said, sorry for killing the vibe.
And then he goes, did anyone Snapchat that? And then nobody said anything.
That's legendary responses. And then you guys didn't want to tell me.
I was embarrassed. Yeah. I was embarrassed for a little while.
That's funny.
I didn't want to get tripped for
that. Pepsi did tell me.
Yeah, that's fair.
He told me, but he goes, don't tell Julian because he didn't want you to. Like, I was like, what the fuck? He's okay. He's like,
I knew Julian was going to tell you eventually. He's like,
just don't tell him, though, because he doesn't want you knowing. I'm like, why? He's like, he doesn't want people knowing because he doesn't want to make fun of them. I'm like, I wasn't going to make fun of him.
It was also more of the thing that it was scary.
It was scary, yeah, and I was a little bit rattled. I remember then Guido almost choked like a second later. When he got the same thing that I choked on,
yeah.
And then he swallowed it and it kind of like didn't get stuck, but like it went down, I guess, a little bit rough. And he goes, that chicken is fucking sticky.
It is. It was the chicken katsu.
Yeah. I don't know, something about the breadcrumbs on it.
It's like
it,
fried chicken.
It was breadcrumbs. Like there was fucking friction
it's like,
going
like
down.
Velcro.
Yeah, it was like that's what I was looking for, Velcro.
fuck, I want sushi almost. So
I know,
bad.
Me too. Once it opens,
I still can't believe that was real. Feels
I think
like
you can
dream,
you
right?
can order takeout. It's just not the value is not there.
No, when it's open,
because
not the value.
Guys, if you
it
guys
open soon,
yeah.
Everyone, if you guys go to all you can eat sushi and you don't clean the place out till they're like asking you to leave, you're doing
yeah.
it wrong.
Yeah, yeah, I've done that a couple of times.
Like,
yeah,
until I'm sick,
we're fucking ordering and not bringing our food anymore.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Oh fuck, I want to go.
It'll be open soon, I think. I think they're going to, in phase two, isn't inside dining allowed?
I don't know.
It might maybe.
Jamie, pull up phase two of the Ontario plan, please.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, like, it's so great because, yeah, like, if you were to order, like, 18 rolls, mm-hmm. They come in rolls of 8. So if you were to order, like, 16 rolls, I bet it's going to cost you, like
20 bucks.
20 bucks,
yeah,
right?
Probably.
But then we go there, and I swear I eat, like, 30,
no, it's more than 20 bucks.
32.
I don't know what else.
14 bucks for a set of 8, usually. Wow. That's like
all I'm saying bucks. Is, yeah. is like, I know that we go there. It costs us, like, $23. I have, like, lunch, 32 yeah. sushi rolls. I have fucking a good 6 ounces of chicken.
Yeah,
I have a full fucking sweet potato and a half.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember broccoli. Our eating competition at Sushi Date? What Jordan
I
did?
I wasn't.
You were there. No. You remember
yeah,
what Jordan
there.
Did?
Yeah, I don't know. The food just kept coming.
84 rolls yeah, of sushi. Yeah.
That was actually
84.
It's off-putting, actually.
And that's not including
and that's not
stuff.
It.
Yeah.
He like what? Stuff. Two of chickens, fucking 3 steaks, yeah. a salmon.
The only thing is, you never want to go to the sushi place with Julian and Pepsi because if you order shit and like someone places it in front of them, they're not gonna say who got the
no,
fucking
I'm gonna eat it.
Who got the beef teriyaki. They're just gonna eat it on yeah, you, and then suddenly yeah. you're like, none of my food came, and it's because
it's
they made
they
it all.
It, yeah.
And they put it in the wrong place.
Well, yeah, it's because if it's too close, I'm like, yeah, I probably ordered that too.
That's why I think they remembered what I ordered somehow, even though we didn't discuss.
Yeah.
So they were just putting, they were like, oh.
One day I fucking ordered so much food. And I'm like, I haven't got a single
but
thing
that was
I ordered.
For ordering chicken, rice, chicken,
I guess
and rice,
chicken,
fried
chicken,
chicken,
and
rice.
It's like the first
sushi
time.
With chicken
it's
in like it with rice and chicken.
Okay. I don't eat raw fish.
It's just fucking.
And as much as I love shellfish, it makes me puke.
I don't blame you.
So, like, that kind of resorts me to beef and chicken stuff.
No, I don't blame you either. It's really good.
Noodles
it was just
chicken.
Funny. It was because it was the like the first time. Yeah, it's just it's a long-running joke.
Yeah. Lots of chicken.
Hey, just a bodybuilder. Chicken and rice.
That's facts.
Look at him. Show him, Greg. Show him.
Yeah. Again, you want to see them again?
Unseasoned.
No fucking
no fat. No seasoning. No
plain
flavor.
Rice.
I actually, like...
Depression.
I actually... Today, I had chicken and, like, potatoes for lunch.
Yeah.
But the chicken, like, I... Like, it was leftovers. And then I put it in the oven, and it was, like, a little bit too long. I left it in the oven.
Oh, dry.
Which dried it out.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't have enough seasoning to counteract it. So today, I fucking just, like, choked back chicken.
Yeah.
Drank a bunch
of
water.
The chicken,
eh? The chicken's so bad if it's dry.
Were you wondering how bodybuilders do that shit every day?
Every single bite, I was, like... I was thinking about an interview... with Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Where basically like so he was talking about like how he got in shape. And like Chris Evans is a guy who actually like I think he's mentioned where he's not that much of a fan of staying in such good shape. Like he's like obviously he likes it and stuff like that, but it's like if he didn't have to do it for his job, he probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
And so then he was like, oh, yeah, I just got to eat a lot of food. And the interviewer goes like, oh, but that's probably the best part, food. He's like, nah, it's a lot of, like, bland chicken and rice. And he's like, you have to eat so much, it just gets uncomfortable. I'm like, yeah, that's so true.
No, he's right.
Right?
And hey, so chicken, broccoli, rice, steak, salmon. That's pretty much
and
it.
And that's what he's saying. They're like, people are
and
like,
then fruit. They like, eat fruit.
Some people are like, oh, my God, but you get to eat so much food. It's like, yeah, but it's like when you're on your, like, fourth chicken breast or, like, for the day or something
it's
like
no
that. Because he's a big guy, right? So, like, that guy's got to eat a lot of chicken.
Oh, yeah. He's probably eating, like, 5,000 calories.
To put on that muscle?
Actually, maybe 4,000.
When he has to, like, when he has to put on the muscle in the first...
Yeah.
With the little bit there.
The problem, the hardest part is, like, you go from that 4,000, now it's, like, time to cut, and you got to cut it to, like, 1,800.
Yeah.
It's, like, good luck.
You ever see those fucking... There's this guy who's a football player, he's like, this is what I did to move from, like, I don't know, fucking tight end to offensive lineman, and he showed it at the combine, and it was, like... I don't know. It was like eggs and Gatorade and fucking protein powder and probably cat piss. I don't know. He blends it all there. Cat piss. And he fucking blends it.
Molly rocks.
It stinks. And the fucking interviewer is like, oh. And he's like, and I drink two of these.
He's like, 45,000 calories. 3 million grams of protein. He starts having an aneurysm. Blood squirts out of his nose and ears.
That's basically what he said. He's like, there's just fucking 4,000 calories. And I was like, oh my God, this is gross.
Well, something pretty interesting. I vaguely remember seeing this in an interview and like, you know, if you guys know the facts, please don't crucify me for this and don't use this in an argument as to prove a point. But basically, so Chris Evans, like as more movies went on, like with Marvel, he didn't have to stay, like he was always in good shape, but didn't have to be in as like peak shape. You can see he gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Like they needed him to be in like the best like shape of his life ever for the first Captain America. And then he was able to like kind of like go down. Like Winter Soldier, he grabs the helicopter and has like the nice bicep shot there. That was only the second movie, but like as you keep going, like he doesn't need it as much. They don't need as many shirtless shots of him and shit like that.
Is fucking RDJ, is he pretty ripped?
Yeah, he's there.
He's actually really muscular.
Does he have any
like?
But does he have any scenes in the movies? I haven't seen the first ones.
The first ones, yes. Yeah, but he's shirtless. He doesn't look like he's not as big as the rest of them because he doesn't need to be.
No, that's what I mean. So he's like the lucky superhero who doesn't need to be like.
Yeah, no, they actually.
Thing's actually the best. The Hulk, funny enough, he's the only one who didn't need to be in shape.
Yeah. No, but even like even with what's it called with Robert Downey Jr. Like they've explained how like I think it was Tom Holland who said like. How it's so, like, fucking lucky for him. Like, Spider-Man has to be in, like, this, like, really tight suit and everything all day. But the technology has got so great that Robert Downey Jr. literally has to put on some shoulder pads. And, like, then after he does it, he leaves. So when they were filming Civil War, they were in, I don't remember where they were, but it was just, it's really fucking hot. So, like, there's a few people, like Black Widow, like freaking Spider-Man, that got to be in their suits their whole time. Black Panther, they got to all be in, like, their suits the whole time. This scorching heat. Robert Downey Jr. shows up. Does a couple of things with the shoulder pads, but then he leaves because then he's in the suit the whole time and the rest of it's CGI, so they don't need him there.
Fuck. Lucky guy, man. See? That's
a good
role. He does have a made. Great role.
But there's an iconic kind of interview with, I know it's Chris Hemsworth, or they do it with everyone. Like, they basically what they did
is
they
took the one with the arms?
The close-ups of the arms. And then after Chris Hemsworth, he's like, is that me? He's like, is that me? And then after they zoom out and it was Robert Downey Jr. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, so I remember that.
Because they don't expect it from him, right?
No, because he doesn't like.
It's a buff guy.
Yeah, I guess he's in good shape.
Even Paul Rudd's pretty, he's not one of the ones from the outside that looks like he's in like the best shape. But no, Paul Rudd's actually in really good shape.
Yeah, but nobody looks like these three.
No, not whatsoever. I want to see him again.
These fucking SARM monsters.
Mutants.
So disclaimer, we don't take SARMs.
So much
Tren, on the other hand.
Tren, yeah. Take a lot of Tren.
Fucking, like, HGH. Human growth hormones. Yeah,
some test.
Yeah. Huge test booster guy.
Yeah, huge. You gotta boost that test, baby.
I actually just inject protein into my muscles.
Do you?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Would that even work?
Does it work?
I'm sure someone would have tried it.
I'm sure if you Google it, there's definitely a fatality of somebody doing it.
What are like the guys with the fake biceps?
Synthol. It's basically oil.
So fucking weird.
And you don't gain strength from it.
No, you don't. You just get a fucking big arm and it looks weird.
Yeah, well, it fills your muscle belly.
But haven't you seen the guys? No. Haven't you seen the guys who have like such big ones? Like,
well, that's because they get like addicted to it, and then I think they probably have to get amputated. Yeah, I guess.
A lot of times
it could burst. I've seen there's a guy who's it fucking burst.
Oh my god.
It's gross.
Yeah, fuck.
Well, that's a good way to
I was going to say that might be a good way to wrap this up.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Thanks for listening once again. Stop it. I was just saying thanks for listening.
Stop it. I'm going to inject so much Synthol into my right arm that I'm able to hurl a baseball 118 miles an hour.
That's what I mean. That's how you got to innovate the cheating.
And then I'm going to be able to just launch them out of my huge bicep. Just poof.
Yeah, yeah.
Like how David Hasselhoff takes SpongeBob and Patrick out the pecs. Bang, I'm going to do it with my biceps. Two crazy relief pitchers. One starter. He could probably pitch 9 innings. No problem. We're ready, Blue Jays. Call us up.
95 with movement.
95
105 with movement.
That's after the Synthol.
After the Synthol.
I actually just don't even have to move my body. I just go like this. And
so
the ball.
Stiff, yeah. But the ball comes out with that's incredible it velocity.
Like the focus, you
squeeze actually.
Bring the chi into your hand. You just squeeze it. And all that tension just gone. It's a bottle rocket.
All strikes, no balls. Thank you, Toronto Blue Jays.
We'll see you.
We'll see you on opening day next year.
But if you do have balls, use 2020. Use non-con for 20% off.
Hell yeah, baby.
Yeah.
All right.
And on that note,
wrap it up.
We will see you later.